The Broncos went back to work Monday with a walkthrough in the morning and practice in the afternoon. Good news on the injury front, as Tom Nalen returned to action, along with Champ Bailey as well. In case you missed it this weekend, Sam Pelesky may have additioned to play defense. That is because of his hit on Adam Pac-Man Jones during her punt return in the second quarter. Broncos TV caught up with Pelesky, who broke down the play.
You know, just start off from the punt. That was a pretty good punt, got it, you know, outside the numbers, and I was just thinking to myself, okay, I'll just jog downfield and we're going to make the play, you know. I mean, I just thought it was simple, and just saw him just kind of get out of that little crowd, and he started across the field, and I just said, oh no, you know, got to go out there and try to do something, get in his way, or just try to force him inside or something, you know. So just went out there, and I really can't, it happened so fast, it's kind of hard to explain. You know, I just saw him come out there, and you know, as I got closer and closer to him, it was just, I realized it was me and him. So I just went in there and I just stuck my head in there, and you know, happened to be a pretty good play. So it was a great opportunity, a great moment. And you know, sometimes I know it's not my job to tackle, but when it comes down to it, you know, you're just gonna have to be ready to do it anyway. So that's why we do tackling drills too, believe it or not. Even us kickers and punters, we actually work on that. So because you know what, you might have to do it in the game, and you got to be ready for that. So you know, that opportunity came on Saturday, so it was good.
For a premier returner such as Jones, getting tackled by the opposing punter is probably not preferred. Jones showed some frustration by spiking the ball, which earned him a 5-yard delay of game penalty.
I mean, I just saw him spike the ball, so I knew I was kind of pissed off, but I just walked away, he walked his way, and we just both went to our sideline. But after the game, I mean, he was kind of laughing about it, and you know, I mean, what are you going to do? He's going to be pissed off at me or me at him. I mean, it was totally cool. It was a good play, and just happened to be at the right place at the right times.
Pulescu's tackle earned him some smiles from his teammates, who were pretty impressed with his tackling form.
Eddie, as a punt returner, are you going to be scared if you see Sam Pulescu coming down to possibly make a tackle on you?
Like I said, I'm happy he's on my team, you know. A big hitter like that, you don't want to go against him.
I saw Pac-Man, you know, cut it up and then take it to the outside. I was like, oh, this is going to be on ESPN. But, you know, we saw the kicker come down there and lay him out, you know, perfect form tackle, squatted down, head across the ball, and bam, it was just a good hit. Everybody was hyped. He got a little TV time on the screen, so it was a pretty good little hit.
The form was nice. The form was very nice. He had great form, like he'd been doing it for a while.
But yeah, good form tackling. Looked like he had been tackling with the linebackers all week.
I was amazed, actually. I mean, I know he's fearless going in there, but I was proud of him for that. That was a big play.
Pulescu had no intentions of impressing teammates, though. He was just willing to do what was best for the team.
I mean, Coach talks about effort, you know, and going out there and just playing your butt off. And I just, you know, I know, like I said, for me it's punting and holding, and that's what I'm focusing on. But sometimes you might have to make a tackle someday, and I think that helps. I mean, it shows them that you're going to go in there and stick your head in there and help out the team as best you can. So,
reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.